All right. How heaven sees things. I promise I'd get to this today. You know, I have to tell you something. Okay. When I say how heaven sees things, I'm not blowing smoke. I know what I'm talking about. I'll tell you why. I'm being forthcoming. But before I'm forthcoming, I want to say something very clear. I am extremely disappointed in Christians slandering each other. Specifically, the Baptists say, you know, maybe, the Baptists say that the Pentecostals teach ABC. And ABC sounds so scary. But actually, that's not how Pentecostals would say it. And you know, you go to Bible school, you've got a dispensationalist, whatever that is, a dispensationalist teaching his 5 points of classic dispensationalism or whatever. And he's telling you what the other guys think, but they're not invited to class. He says he's representing the other guy and he's refuting the other guy. That's not fair. And this happens all the time. You've got lordship versus grace. That's an old boring debate. And they have these petty debates and they misrepresent the other guy. That's slander. And I don't like it among Christians. And they are mean, feisty people at times, at too many times because of this. And that's one of the reasons that society doesn't want anything to do with Jesus, because his ambassadors are running around fighting each other, misrepresenting each other, basically saying lies about each other. It surmounts to slander. Specifically, it's like a straw man. It's like you say, my opponent says this, but that's bad, and that's why he's wrong. I'm very disappointed in that. Okay, I want to say that off the cuff because I don't like. I'm just so fed up with this idea that Christians can go just, well, he thinks, and say it bad. I'm done with that. I don't know. Maybe I should call a lawyer and start suing people if they do that to me. And I'm saying that before I say this. As you know, I volunteered to be the second witness of Revelation chapter 11. There are two witnesses. The first is Jedidiah. The second is myself. We are alive here today on earth walking around. And as that, I have insight into things and I see things and understand things. Now, another thing happened. I was driving down the road and in Taiwan and I was waiting for this election to happen on Stack Exchange. I talked about that. I'm a moderator on Stack Exchange. It's kind of a scary, humbling thing. But it was before, it was a few days before that. I ran a red light, turned right on red, which is illegal in Taiwan because the government doesn't teach its people to look at the road. They don't teach people to look before they turn. So they just, it's just constant, like every single little intersection is a red light. And it's very annoying and it's outright petty because they don't teach people to drive. It's sad. But I turned right on the red light illegally, like so many people do, in front of a police station, knowing that nothing would happen. And then nothing happened. And I'm like, Lord, this is lawless. It's like an island of pirates. People just make up their own rules and laws. And they don't even make laws to enforce them. And the police don't even enforce the law. They don't even respect themselves. Civics 101, people respect laws that are respectable. In Taiwan, they apparently didn't go to Civics 101. So all of a sudden, like the Lord gave me a word. He said, that's why I am appointing you judge. And I was like, whoa. And I got hit with this cool energy. It wasn't fire. It was mint. You know, sometimes the Lord hits you and you get, it's called an anointing. Like it's like, you shall be this now. It's like being knighted, sir, whatever. It's God doesn't appoint, he anoints. And the Spirit hits you and now go forth as this now, you're commissioned. And he hit me, but it wasn't a warm feeling. It was a cool, minty feeling. And maybe that's because I'm supposed to be cool, calm, and collected. And after that, I just had all kinds of insight and wisdom and understanding into settling disputes and dealing with various and sundry issues. And you can hear the alarm going outside, the ambulance sounding its siren outside. So that's happened. So I've already been, I mean, it was a few days after that that the people on Stack Overflow elected me as a moderator on Bible hermeneutics. And so I do my best to give everybody a fair shot. If someone doesn't believe in the Bible but has a well-formed argument, I want everybody to see how he thinks. I really want people to know what they believe and why, whatever that is. It's not my position to tell other people what to believe. We want people to have a healthy, responsible, well-researched discussion with critical thinking. And I want to help facilitate that for people because I believe the truth will speak for itself. So I do not censor people according to my beliefs. I just want things to be on topic like the other moderators do. And it's humbling. And it's an opportunity. It's one of the things that I guess I'm doing as a judge, whatever that means. But in other ways and in other areas, I've been talking with people, settling some local issues and quarrels and pursuing some. Many are resolved. Some are not yet resolved. I'm sure others will be coming to me soon. And I'm doing the work of a judge. In some ways, I feel all of a sudden like I've become like a judge in the Old Testament. It's like, you know, people would go to Deborah and ask her to settle their problems, and she had wisdom, and everybody just respected it. You know, Jedediah told me, as I said in the Podcast Weekly, you know, people like people who have good judgment. Someone who just knows how to think things through, people will just naturally appreciate that, and we need that. So, you know, having good judgment in your thinking is not the same as having big, big power. And we need to have the wise, clear thinking first. So I've said all that and given you some background in the perspective that I have. From that perspective, I know this. And also reading Bible, looking at what God says to people and how he says, you know, Jesus says, my judgment is not my own. I judge as the Father tells me. I see so many times we have trouble in the world, and it's specifically because heaven looked down and saw that we weren't fixing our problems. And so heaven made it worse so that we would finally get it in gear and make it better. And I don't try to pour salt on anyone's wounds in saying that. I'm not trying to interpret your specific situation or someone else's, but a lot of the times we ask God why, and the truth is he's been asking us why, and we've been ignoring him. And he hasn't been ignoring us, even though we have been ignoring him. The reason why is that we have been ignoring him, and he's not ignoring us. That's why. How in your life have you been taking steps to solve the trouble you're up against so much that heaven would go out of the way to protect you from trouble? Or in your life, have you been letting things get out of hand to a point and getting sloppy to a point where heaven might want to say, you know, if we just spend a little less time on him or her or that family, whatever, and let them have just a little more trouble or something, and maybe they'll all of a sudden make solving their problems a bigger priority. Best thing to do is just walk away from them. Have you been neglecting what needs to be addressed enough that heaven might think that about you? That sounds pretty unfair and pretty mean to say with some people's difficulty. I know I've gone through great difficulties, and that's not always fun to hear. But what's more not fun is going through it. And maybe that supplies an answer. God's not unfair, but we can be a lot of the time. See you tomorrow.